Here we go.
Ready?
What's it called? 100% what?
100% glue.
Does other things have other things in it?
Well, it apparently has solvent in it.
I like the container.
It looks like it should have glued fists on it.
It looks more like a bishop. A cardinal, as it were.
You want to squirt the cardinal? Yes, I do.
Cardinal glue. Well, that was all on tape. You'll be proud of yourself.
I am highly proud of myself.
Welcome to the Dead Zone Podcast. Dead Zone is the sci-fi tabletop miniature skirmish game from Mantic Games. And now, here are your hosts, Rob Harper and Jack Fike. I am your announcer, William Randolph Wintergreen.
Welcome to the 64th episode of Dead Zone the Podcast for January 2017. In this episode, we have the most disjointed episode of the show ever. Enjoy! As always, you can go to deadzonegame.podbean.com to see all the pictures, or you can go to youtube.com/c/deadzonethepodcast for the video version of the show. Now on to the episode.
Welcome to Dead Zone the Podcast, episode 64 for 2017, January 2017. It's a new year! Hurrah!
Hurrah! We will sing Auld Lang Syne, and then we'll move on with the podcast.
I don't know the words.
Auld Lang Syne is in the song, but other than that, it might be sketchy.
For old acquaintance be forgotten. Why do we have to swing our fists like that?
We need drinks in these hands that are swinging to and fro.
So we do have some news, a little bit of news. The GCPS, there is a beta list out right now for Dead Zone. They're going to get their own faction starter set and faction booster set in the summer of 2017. So they're officially coming to Dead Zone.
That's good. That's the bare minimum is that they should have a starter faction set for them.
But actual sets, that's great.
Yeah.
And also, the Nameless are coming to Dead Zone.
That's even more interesting.
Once we knew that they're in the Star Saga, and they said that they're going to have rules for them in Dead Zone. Well, now they're making it official. To be determined, we don't know exactly when that's going to happen, when we're even get the beta. But 2017, supposedly we're going to get the beta for them. And then once Star Saga comes out, we'll get the actual miniatures. And then I'm sure following that, they'll get their booster and starter sets just like everybody else.
Yes. I've heard that the problem right now, what's really holding it back is China's manufacturing of top hats and miniature monocles is really is at a premium, and to really get a good Nameless with the appropriate tails, a cane perhaps,
tuxes, yes,
yeah,
yes, they're behind on their scheduling,
so that's the only thing that's going to determine when we get the Nameless in Dead Zone.
So that's it for the news. We don't have much news this episode. We didn't get Warpath yet.
I don't know what are we gonna do for this episode then. We got the news is done.
That was quick news. We'll have a Mantic ad, I guess. That's what we do after the news.
God damn it. Okay. Might as well roll the ad.
You have been listening to the Dead Zone Podcast with your hosts Jack Fike and Rob Harper. The Dead Zone Podcast is dedicated to Dead Zone, the tabletop miniature game by Mantic Games. Visit them at manticgames.com.
Hey, this is Community Pat, and you are listening to Dead Zone, the podcast.
And welcome back. So, what are we going to do for the rest of this podcast, Jack?
Bum darts?
I'm not sure we can have that on the episode. Don't we have a clean rating on this episode?
Some two-handed silly bugger?
Yep.
I could read excerpts from my Rachel Riley fanfic.
Who's Rachel Riley?
She's the mathematician girl from Countdown.
What's Countdown?
You uncultured swine.
Obviously, if it doesn't play to this audience, it will play to that audience.
It's erotically charged fanfiction, but I think it'd be lost on you. Then you know what? I'm out of ideas.
If only Warpath would come to our door. Are we going to do the skit?
Insert skit here?
I don't know. Should we do the skit? Anyways, Warpath did come to our door.
Yes.
We're all lies. It's all lies. It smells like lobster juice.
It does smell like lobster juice.
Thanks to FedEx. But we did get our partially destroyed box from...
Yes, it is a pretty mangled box, and yes, there is a odor of seafood.
Literally, the FedEx person said, it's a little wet. There's some lobster juice dripped on it.
Hopefully, you weren't charged extra for that.
I won't even get into that.
I think I put the
duties are duty.
Put the box on the table in front of the micro. May have blocked myself. Can everyone hear me still?
Just let us know.
It's a big box.
Send an email. Let us know if you can hear him still.
Yeah.
So yes, it is a giant box. It is only wave one. We didn't get all the vehicles that we're expecting. Well, we weren't expecting them because we knew they were going to be delayed.
Yes, because we listened to our own podcast and we told us.
But we did get lots of stuff.
Yes, we did. So we're gonna do a unboxing, but not like a true unboxing. We'll discuss as we go. But we're also gonna try something new and innovative. We're gonna do an unbox and build, which means we're gonna start unboxing, and then when our pants get tight, when we giggle like schoolgirls are with elfish glee, elven glee, elfish, when we titter. When we titter like school kids, and then we just grab something and we'll just start building it as we're talking.
We'll have pictures, as always, on deadzonegame.podbean.com. Check them out there. Or on YouTube. Please subscribe and like and comment.
Yes. It doesn't – just reach down and just press the mouse button, except for you, Rusted Beetle. Don't you dare push that button again. You heard me. You just sit there and exude sexuality like I know you can.
I'm disturbed.
Do not press that button, and you know why.
I'm so disturbed.
Anyways, do I need to get an X-Acto knife to open the box? Do we need some
tools? Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's never been opened. It's hermetically sealed.
You're gonna say that lie, are you?
I did already build an interceptor. If you go to our Facebook group. I think it's on our Dead Zone, the podcast Facebook, or it's in other places.
Yeah. The truth be told, when the box did arrive about a week ago, Rob was feeling he had a bit of the – he had the plague.
I was plagued.
He had he was cavorting with flea-ridden rats, and by the time the buboes appeared in his armpits and groin area, it was too late. So – as he convalesced, he created an interceptor.
Yeah, it was sitting next to my desk for a whole week, so I couldn't resist.
So that's A, why the unboxing's taking so long, B, why it was pre-opened, and C, why we're just going to do a kind of a – everyone's already done an unboxing now. Everyone knows what came in it. So we're going to do something different. Let's mix it up.
Okay, rip her open.
Okay. There, that now it's open and –
You opened something from the box and just threw it aside.
Oh. Yeah, it's the Warpath First Strike novel. It's a full big deal.
I've already read it, but I'm forcing Jack to read it. So yeah. He'll give his review later.
Later as in the same podcast?
Yeah, he's reading it as he's...
No. Yes, I will probably read it. I will...
It's quite a good novel.
I will trust... But
trust Tyler if you're going to trust anyone.
I do trust Tyler.
I know.
I let him babysit my kids, so I might as well trust his taste in novels.
It's a long drive after you get back from your date to bring the Tyler all the way back to Colorado. But
yes, and since crimes were committed during it, that becomes a federal offense.
He is a minor, and you are transporting him across borders.
That is true.
Anyway, skip to the unboxing.
The next thing coming out of the box. The first thing that matters, we have the Warpath Futuristic Battle Game Rulebook, the sleeve.
Slipcase
that contains three books. The Warpath Firefight book.
Well, read the real name.
Mantix Warpath Firefight, the sci-fi skirmish game.
Skirmish game?
Hey, that's supposed to be Dead Zone.
You bastards. Next.
Mantix Warpath, the sci-fi battle game.
That is Warpath.
That is Warpath. Mantic Warpath Sourcebook.
Which is very interesting. A large book full of all fluff, Jack's favorite thing, but it actually gives you a lot of information about the world.
And it is still sealed in its packaging. And I'm gonna take the
because I already had the PDFs of these. So.
I'm gonna take the opportunity to.
You're gonna check the square binding and.
Well,
what is it called? The. What is the names of the things?
I'm gonna certainly take a sniff on the inside of these.
I would, but my nose is still plugged.
Oh yeah.
Look at how many pages that is.
And you know what?
Nice books, actually. Really nice books.
Mantic really does a good job with their source material. Like the source books always have like nice big full color pictures throughout. It's got the pictures of the painted models, but this has got some extra stuff. I'm looking at the source book because, you know, that's what Rob said I had to look at. Lots of artwork, lots of pictures. They do it right, and they're good quality too.
The good thing about the I'm just looking through the Warpath, the actual Warpath book. They have lots of pictures, as Jack said, but they also label every single picture. So it's like, this is a dog drone. This is a Chroma Force platform. Like they really it's unlike in Dead Zone where you're kind of like, what is that? Let me guess what that is.
I verbalized my distaste for that the pictures scattered throughout, and I was looking to do the list for a team building exercise, the Forge Fathers, and I wanted to see which weapons were which. You can't tell. There's nothing really labeled. There wasn't a picture of each weapon, and I wanted to see, you know, which guys were the militias and which were the, and it was very difficult to tell. And that is something that if you have labeled, you can look and go, oh, that's what I want.
They don't make this. Corporation Lancer Battle Tank. Look at that thing. It's like a hover tank. I want a hover tank.
Well, we have a box of plastic right here that we
have. No, I'm looking at the book. Anyways, that's the books.
That's the books. Okay. So very nice. Very nice.
Stop smelling books, Jack.
Yeah.
Now can you get them back in the sheath?
That is the hard part. I just read the Expanse three book, and it came in a slip sheet like this, or a slip case like this, and getting those books in was a bugger.
Well, you did quite a good job.
That went in like prom night. If anyone at home was concerned that I wasn't able to do that deftly, I was. Okay. I'm just going to reach into the old box now and see. Here it comes. What do we have here? A large plastic bag. Oh, there's the label right there. The GCPS Battle Group.
Well, not like leaving the this leaving the good stuff to the beginning here.
Well, this is this particular thing is new to us. It's not the only new thing, but it's the thing that's really going to be like,
it's new to everybody.
New is new. In general. So it's got the Lauren Chard. She's metal. Okay.
Seems like one. Most of the leaders are metal.
GCPS, the Major General, metal. The Heavy Weapons Upgrade Package, 1. A Strider, times 2. That's 2 Striders. Let's start the Strider
count. The Strider count, yeah.
And then the Troopers, times 9.
9 sprues.
9 sprues of Troopers.
Okay. Pop her open. Let's see what we got in there.
Oh, we're doing that.
Well, that's the unboxing. Crinkle, crinkle.
Crinkle, crinkle, everyone. Crinkle, crinkle. There's a Strider. We'll start the pile of Striders right over there by the microphone.
Looks like, is the Strider still old Restic? I think so. Is it?
And there's another one.
I think the Strider's still Restic. It's hard to tell. Okay, let's check out these leaders.
Let's check out these leaders now, shall we? This one's got a case to stand on, so obviously... Oh, no, that's not a case to stand on.
I think
on.
That's the heavy weapons
team. That's the heavy weapons team. There's a dude.
I think that's the general. He's got a sword. And then we got Chard.
And there's Lauren. Look at her.
She got a beret.
And she's pointing. Now, that finger, the way it's bent down, it looks like she's pointing at the ground. Like,
get your eyes down.
Get down.
Yeah. Do you think it's supposed to be pointing out?
I think it's supposed to be pointing forward.
She's a single-piece model.
That's nice.
I never knew that.
That's nice. And it's a nice... She's
even her backpack is single-piece.
She's a nice-looking model. Like, if you had a few of them, you could make... Just for making stock troops, they're still nice.
The general is a multi-piece model. He's got some options. He's got two different arm options. And he's got a lot of flash. I think he's an older model. We have to look through everything.
Just trying to keep it organized.
Heavy weapons platform. Yeah, there's a lot of choices. Missiles or big guns. Big ammo crate. Okay, let's look at these sprues here.
We're looking at every sprue. We're going to be here a while. Because
these are new stuff. Most of the stuff will be like, yeah, it's the same as the old sprue.
And then I'll just throw it aside and then you'll chastise me.
Yeah.
I can see that. I can live with that, really.
So we got some legs, backpacks, and guns.
You know what I'm...
Where's the heads?
I've got heads.
I got heads down here. These are all the same. They should be all the same. Huh? So we got heads. Some heads have open faces and some have closed.
I'm starting to see the newer sprues that are coming from Mantic. I saw it in the Pathfinder stuff. There's a lot of weapon options, a lot of head options, a lot of... They just go out of their way to make sure that if... You can build the model that you want to build. Like, there's different backpacks. A little radio dish on that one.
Is there 9 of them? Count here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Yep, 9 packages of GCPS sprue.
I think maybe we should actually... I questioned you if this was the time and the place for verifying, but... Well, I think the striders can stay out. We got to add the striders.
Oh, it's the strider pile? We'll take a picture of the strider pile.
Yeah. I'm gonna bask in the strider pile.
Okay, next bag.
Let's pull up the next bag.
Oh, that's it. That's an interceptor.
Now, you've already constructed one. You've already seen it in its glory. And I've seen one built... In video form now from Dreadpath Zone, and I've seen yours constructed and now holding one in my hand, and it's a big, nice looking kit.
Yeah, it's easy to put together and a lot of options.
Now, the benefit of it being this big and this easy to put together is that you're not filling with little bits and stuff like that, but it still looks intricate enough that
they already built in all the intricacy to the body without having to do it yourself. You don't have to put the fans on it or something. They're already built into the wings and
then putting the little doohickeys and knobs and stuff like that. No, but it still looks like there's enough to make it fun.
Yep, for sure. Interceptors are really nice. Check out Tyler on Dreadpath Zone. He did a build of one of those.
Okay, well. Let's see here.
There should be another interceptor in there.
Yeah, but there's not necessarily an order to this, is there?
Like
there.
Okay, load another bag.
When we pull up the next one, then I'll just go, it's another interceptor. Big deal. Oh, this is the Veerman. Now, this is a huge bag.
But 90% of it we already have.
And when we ordered this, we knew we were getting some Veerman through Infestation.
Yeah.
But there was no lists available. There was no one knew. So we kind of went to town on the Veerman thinking, well, they're probably going to be cheap. There's going to be a horde. Turns out with what came with Infestation is more than enough.
Now we have a lot of Veerman.
So this bag that's got the Hacker Half Tail in it.
Maybe we'll give out some Veerman. We'll give out Veerman sprues at Depticon. Just have bags of Veerman sprues. Veerman for everyone!
Veerman, people! Veerman! Veerman!
Yes, it has Hacker Half Tail and metal. Creeper upgrade pack with metal. I have no idea what that is. That's something new. So that'll be interesting. And then we got 2 progenitors, a Night Terror Rumbler, the Frankenbeans platform, 9 Nightcrawlers, and 3 Nightmare Sprues. But let's just check out Hacker Half Tail and the Creeper metal upgrade pack. I'm really curious what the hell that is.
We'll get to the good stuff. We'll pull that out.
Find the metal fits. You ain't metal. You ain't nothing.
You ain't metal.
Crinkle, crinkle.
Crinkle, crinkle. I'm guessing...
That's the upgrades.
Yeah. Oh, I see what the upgrade is.
Let us see what the upgrade is. I'll take a picture of it so we can put it on the podcast or on the webpage. Oh, they got grenades in their hands.
Little hand grenades.
That's pretty cool. Is that all it is? Or there's some other things in there too.
He's got also like a remote control pack or binoculars, something like that.
Oh, he's got like a crowbar. This is kind of neat. It's kind of like the command sprue or the... Commando sprue for for the Marauders. Remember when they came out? New heads?
That is kind of neat to make a creeper look different than just the stalker and the...
That is cool.
Yeah.
I didn't know that existed, but yeah, that's neat.
Yeah, it's got some wire cutters, a crowbar.
New backpacks. Look at those backpacks with all the stuff all over them. That's cool.
I'm not a fan of the stuff all over him, but look at the he's got a ninja face and a shrouded face.
That's cool.
You know what? I was about to poo-poo the Veerman in
the Veerman models. We've never said anything about the Veerman models. They're awesome.
But I can't bring myself to actually do it because they look so good.
Let's check out Hacker Half-Tail and make sure he has half a tail.
If not, I'll just get in there and bite it.
So, once again, single-piece model. Never expected that. He's big.
He's got some...
He does have half a tail.
Yeah.
He's heavy, too.
He's thick. He's thick.
He's cool. I expected him to be smaller, and I expected him not to be a single-piece model.
He is bigger than I would have thought.
That's cool.
But he's got the aesthetic, like those knee pads, the cowl, his goggles, everything's still, like, it's not like they just made a whole new... He's different, but he's got the same aesthetic. It's...
Yeah,
clearly a one vision for their what they wear.
One direction, as it were.
Yes.
Hey, next bag.
Next bag. We have the Forge Fathers.
Once again, mostly stuff we have.
Mostly stuff we have. Now, each of these big bags is a battle group that contains a bunch of smaller bags that have all the different things in it. So... obviously organization in their warehouse so that they can pick and poke and speedy shipping, but also for us very convenient because you can look and go, okay, this, put this aside, this we're gonna take out, this. So anyways, in the Forge Fathers bag here we have Forge Lord Ingolf in metal,
and Pad his dog.
We have the Hammer Fist Drop Team Upgrade, the metal. Now, we've seen Coach was showing them off.
On Family Gamer 777.
It's
new weapons and a new big backpack for them, the jetpacks.
And it's in metal, and it just changes the stock dwarf into a new, bigger, better, badder.
Yep, changes the regular, Forge Guard.
So that's actually something that we will have to experiment with.
Yep.
The Jotun, the Hailstorm Cannon.
Yeah, we've had a few of those.
Two Iron Ancestors.
Yep, that's new for us. We don't have any of those.
We've got some Dreadball modded ones that we've been proxying, and they're good as anything, but now we have two. The Chief Brocker, which is a nice model.
I think we have him already, don't we?
Some Brocker Troops, which we did not have.
No, we only have – the only Brocker we ever had before was the Engineer.
So we have one bag of Brocker Troops, which is something new. Forge Guard Frames, Steel Warrior Frames. So there's two Forge Guard sprues and five Steel Warrior.
Yeah, which you can also make into melee.
Which that's a lot. If you're looking at the size of this bag, it's pretty big.
Let's find the Forge Lord.
Rob wants to scavenge. Reach in there, Rob.
We got to find the things we'd have never seen before. Crinkle, crinkle.
Crinkle, crinkle.
That's the drop fist stuff.
So it's just a backpack, a pretty sizable backpack. You'll be able to tell who's the drop over the Forge Guard stock. You'll be able to tell. And those are some big guns they've got on them, too.
Sure do got some big guns. Well, okay.
Go to the gun show.
We got two Iron Ancestors. A lot smaller than I expected, actually.
You know what? Your Dreadball ones might be just as big as these.
I expect them to be bigger.
Yeah, I did too, but our proxies might be just the exact same size.
Yep. And we got a bag full of Brockers. These little Brockers.
Brock out with your Brock out.
See, we haven't had Brockers before, so that's cool.
And last but not least.
And not last, because we have this too.
Well, we already discussed all that. It's just the backpacks.
I know.
Okay, you did, last but not least, for picture taking. As we talk here, Rob is taking pictures for the website, so.
Oh, let's see the Lord Ingolf.
There's Pad, and He stepped on a landmine, I think.
No, his foot separated.
His foot is separated from his body. It's designed that way. You can tell it's there.
Yeah, there's a post.
There's a post in it, but...
Let's see these guys. Pad. Where's his leg, though? There it is.
Don't lose that.
Yep. We don't want a legless dog.
The drop cloths I have down to keep the lobster water off of my table is the same color as the lead miniatures. So,
where's Pat? I want to take a picture of him.
There he is. Looks like the cover of a Alice in Chains album.
Oh, poor puppy. He's got like one leg missing.
But he's Ingolf's got himself a rad helmet. Some gnarly beard action going on. He's looking Nordic. Yeah. And again, metal. Not a fan of the metal.
No, me neither. I hate metal.
But it just means you have to be very careful. Prime it properly. Let it sit. Paint it up, and you have to seal it up, or else you end up with silver shooting out all over the place.
What else we got here?
Yeah, this section here is poked up. It wants to come out.
No, that's the Enforcers
Battle Group. Enforcers Battle Group. Now, we'll have nearly all of this. But we have Lieutenant Roka, the one metal, the Ajax Strider upgrade, metal, one. So that's just the upgrade for a regular Strider that you plop on there. The Heavy Support upgrade pack.
That's metal. That's weird. I wonder what that is. That's not what I thought it was.
Oh. So there are some surprises in this bag.
There might be some surprises in the bag.
Enforcer Sprues 4, Peacekeeper Sprues 1, Striders 2, Jet Bikes 2, Pathfinder Sprues 2.
So that what's our Strider count up to now?
Well, we have two here from the first go. We'll toss a couple more onto the pile and yeah, get in there. Crinkle, crinkle.
That's a jet bike.
Well, we've got enough of those.
I'm trying to dig out the things here. What we got there? A Strider and a Strider, I believe.
We're up to four Striders, two Iron Ancestors.
Okay, what we got here?
So first we have the
Ajax Strider.
Ajax upgrade kit, all in metal. And
look at the size of that shield.
That is a lot of metal. That is a buttload of metal.
The shield is the size of most pieces of terrain.
It certainly, you could hide a full-size miniature behind this shield. And with the ramming spear, it also comes with...
A new cockpit.
Yeah, a new sealed-in armored cockpit that kind of has the aesthetic of the terrain with the... But it looks armored. Very nice. Okay, that's the first thing. What do you got in your paws there?
This is Lieutenant Roka, I believe.
Yeah.
He's the star of the book, First Strike. Also in metal.
He can shoot around corners.
A lot of flash. Metal, though, is easy to flash. His gun's a little bent.
Oof. Oof.
Yeah. It's bent and twisted.
Yeah.
Easily to fix, though. Hopefully it doesn't strain it too much. I don't want to bend it too much.
Yeah, let's not do any of the repairs now.
A lot of flash.
We could use that sniper rifle to open a wine bottle right now, but I don't want to start messing around too much.
Before I start crying. And what's the last thing? Oh, the weapon upgrade pack. Well,
and I don't know what that is, so we're going to
open her up.
Pop this open and pour it out and see what that is.
It's strange. It's almost like the stuff you used to get in plastic, but now it's all metal.
Rocket launchers.
It's all just rocket launchers?
Four rocket launchers.
All different types, too.
These two are the same.
Let me see. Take a picture of them.
So it's four rocket launchers and then the four arms that would be attached, A, to the grip, and then the other one that's holding it up.
And some kind of...
And then some looks like backpacks or shin packs or something that have rocket ammunition in them.
Yeah, strange.
That is interesting. I did not expect that, but for Warpath...
You do want rocket launchers in Warpath.
You will. The vehicles dictate that you want up your armor-piercing ability. But for Dead Zone, it wouldn't hurt to have a rocket launcher guy.
Never hurts.
Never hurts to have a rocket launcher guy.
Okay, that's the enforcers.
Okay. Do we need a commercial or something? Or what are you
gonna... Sure, we'll take a commercial break here.
Countercharge. Countercharge is the first podcast totally dedicated to the game Kings of War. Join your hosts Andrew, Mark, and Rob as they delve into the world of Mantica and bring you in-depth coverage of all things Kings of War. You can find us on iTunes and at OhioHammer.com, a proud member of the Ohio Hammer Network of Podcasts.
Hey, this is Jack from the Dead Zone Podcast, and you've been listening to the Dead Zone Podcast.
With Jack from the Dead Zone Podcast.
So much Dead Zone Podcast, it'll make you vomit.
Let's go.
Okay, and welcome
back. And we're back.
We are probably more than halfway through the box of treasure, but nothing's really made us go crazy yet.
That's not true. Interceptors.
You already built one, though, so it's like...
It's not a surprise. Yeah.
Today...
Actually, the thing that made me go crazy so far the most is this Ajax Rider. It's huge.
That's huge.
This weapon is gigantic.
Big. Yeah. I don't know how those big metal pieces will go on the frame of the standard Strider. You're not going to be able to magnetize, that's for sure. You're not going to be able to magnetize that arm and have it stay on.
Yeah, it's heavy duty.
Even a rare earth magnet, I don't think it'd be able to hold that up. But boy, oh boy, does that shield look nice. You paint that up, you can put something on the
front. I think we have enough Striders that we can dedicate one to being a
yeah.
Ajax.
Yeah.
Okay, what's in the box? What's in the box?
What's in the box?
Magic box. Oh,
another interceptor.
Big deal.
Interceptor 2, that's my line.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'll edit it out.
I'm not. This is, I like these. Big deal is for things that people make a big fuss over, but are pointless almost to the point of being obnoxious.
Books?
And that's when I lash out with a big deal.
You're a big deal.
I am a big deal.
What do we got there?
My mom says so. Next we have a sprue. This is Asterians. Now this is the...
Marionettes. And a new drone.
Yes, there is a drone attached to this, but this is the marionettes, which we don't have. This is the first inaugural marionette viewing. So this sprue has like some weird wing things.
I think that's all part of the drone, don't you?
I don't know. This clearly is part of the drone.
Yeah, it's his guns.
Is that and that and that
yeah.
and that and that?
Yeah, it seems like a lot of bits to that,
that drone.
That
drone is going to be a monster.
But we have no stats for that drone yet in Dead Zone.
No.
So we need them.
I asked Rob, I said, so what does he do in Warpath? And he said, you know about as much as Warpath as I do. So we don't know.
Good thing about the marionettes, it looks like their bodies, their legs and their torso is all one piece. So then you can just throw arms and heads on. You don't have to worry about putting legs to a torso, which is nice.
It cuts down on the modeling time, but it also, you have to break out the hot water if you want to start making them look all different.
Well, this is hard plastic. No hot water treatment, those guys.
Oh, Restic, I loved you.
Yep. What's next?
I would just slide into bed with Restic. Just get all cozy.
No, I don't know where this is going, Ken.
You know where it's going.
What's in the box? You know what's in the box?
Put
the lotion on its skin.
Now you're just mixing movies now.
It is.
We have a Strider.
Strider number 5.
In the Strider pile.
So far, 5 Striders. Plus 2 Iron Ancestors.
Next is another Strider.
Strider number 6.
Strider pile. And
I think we went a little overboard on Striders. What's that, Jack?
That is a Strider.
Strider number 7. Hopefully that's the last Strider. We have a new sprue here. What do we got?
A new sprue. This is the Plague, the new generation of Plague 3s. The new and improved, clearly improved. Even at a glance, you can see that it's a better, more refined sculpt. Dogs, look at those bad boys.
What is that? Oh, it's a coat. Looks like one has a giant coat.
Yeah, because one of them is Rob Helpford, remember?
Oh, that's right. He's got his head. These the dog heads you thought were plague heads. I see them now.
Yeah, they look like pig masks. I was wondering what kind of sick sick plague guy would just be walking around with a pig mask.
Probably a real pig head, too, on his head.
just sitting there, flies, and yeah. And that's got the new mortar. Clearly, this is a must build.
For you?
For me, yeah, but also, like, you have to.
Okay. Put it on your side.
Ah, I'm putting this on my side. Is this where we just start building?
What else we got in the box? No, at this point, we might as well get through the box. There's not much left.
Okay. Next, we have...
Bird Birds.
No, that is the Tangle.
Oh, that is Tangle. Let's see Tangle. There's a lot of metal bits and one giant...
plastic bit.
Resin, I think. Yeah, it feels like resin to me.
Yeah, that looks gruesome.
Okay. Let's throw the piece down so we can take a picture of it.
There we go. We have some shrouded rats. Some.
Yeah, they're ugly.
It's an unpleasant looking model, and it's not even painted.
Neither. What is this little teeny little piece I found?
I don't know. Let's not lose it. Hopefully that's just a chunk of off...
Something, yeah.
Yeah, just a little flash of some sort.
New Malignus with a spear.
Oh, I can see a little casting problem with the Tangle.
Oh, it's a little bit of a hole.
There's a hole through where the tails should be, but a little putty. We'll fix that up. I was just at the store today. We were looking at...
Oh, yeah, it fits perfectly.
We were just looking at the putty, and I almost bought some.
I have no idea what this is.
I actually had it in my hand. Ah, damn it.
Yeah, damn it.
Oh, well, we won't be building this anytime soon, so keep it in mind. A little plumber's putty. I know you people with your green stuff and knowing what you're doing and being in the hobby for years and years. We're homeowners. We have to use what we have, and plumber's putty works just fine. Oh, and I thought we weren't building nothing, but now
I'm trying to see how it fits together.
I'm nattering in the microphone about plumber's putty, and this guy's got a Tangle built.
No, I was just trying to see how it fits together. Well, it seems pretty rough. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, well, don't let me shame you. If this is what you want to do, get in there.
No, you're building the Tangle.
Get in
Good
there.
Good luck. Yeah, that's a Tangle.
Good luck. You just toss it back. Get it out of here. Okay, while you're bagging that.
Bursters. Pop them open. Yeah, look at these mothers.
There's two bursters in this bag, and
I think they're identical.
They're metal. And that bag is heavy for the size.
And they're hollow. They're huge, but hollow.
Yeah, the bodies themselves, the torsos.
How shiny that arm is.
Look at that.
It's a shiny metal.
It'll take a little work to get these things to fit together, but...
Oh, there's arm options. There's a bunch of arms here. Look at all the arms. It's a foot.
And those are some big arms.
And feet options. There's feet options, too.
Wow.
There's actually a lot of options here.
That is a lot of options.
There's four different heads.
And you could slap this arm on a stage one... You could slap this arm on a...
Yeah, there's... Look at that arm. It's like four-fingered.
Yeah.
There's feet with like tentacles almost, and then there's feet that aren't.
Well, certainly a modeler's paradise here. If you're looking to make some unique-looking creations, you could do a little cut in here.
Even the bodies fit together all right.
Oh, this one doesn't fit together at all.
Well, maybe let's switch them.
Well, if that one fit together and this one doesn't, I don't know. You could drive a truck through the gap and that...
Oh, maybe they're two different bodies.
Don't know.
This one doesn't fit at all.
No. So one of them looks like it does go together reasonably well, and the other one is completely, completely unable to...
Yeah, see, this one goes together fine. Yeah. A little bit of a gap, but not much.
This one, that's...
Yeah, it's funny, eh?
Get the file out. And I should have bought that putty. I had it in my hand. But I was already spending $9 on glue and...
Oh, God forbid.
Yeah. Glue that,
Yeah, it doesn't... There's like little pegs and they just don't line up quite on that one.
That's... Metal contracts when they that's one of the things.
There's a lot more options for this burster than I expected. I didn't expect two different bodies. I didn't expect all these leg and arm options.
Well, clearly it's two bursters plus whatever... It's not going to make difference in the game. There's no way they're going to make statistics for either of them. But, like I said, if you want to hack an arm here or move an arm there...
Well, there are bursters in the Nexus Psi book, so...
Yes. Yes, there is.
There is stats for bursters in Nexus Psi.
Okay, we're getting down to the bottom here, so I'm going to pull out a bunch of bags, and we're going to just go one at a time because we're getting down to a sea of tokens down there. Okay, we have a bag of dice. That's for Warpath. We don't play Warpath, so
command dice for Warpath.
Yeah, we'll just... If for those at home, I looked at Rob. I knew I was doing wrong. I threw the dice. He looked at me. He picked up the dice, looked at me, knowing he was doing something wrong, and he threw the dice. So I don't know. These dice, if they had feelings.
they were disrespected twice.
We've created an eating disorder at the very least.
We got some tokens. There's some fire, and there's some green, and there's some blue.
Some JRR tokens. I know we'll use
them. And there's some red, and there's some purple.
We'll find use for them. Those are some dynamite-looking tokens. The ones we use we don't use the proper ones and stuff, because they're A, ugly little cardboard ones, and B, they're from version 1, and some of them don't even work anymore.
Tokens.
Okay. Tokens. So, next in this little pile of bags, we have the Blaine with the Peacekeeper armor.
He's a biggin.
He's big.
I think that's the, every time we say something about metal, it seems like the metal miniatures are a lot bigger than the regular miniatures. He's a big guy, big head.
He's a big guy. He's Bane.
Blaine. Not Bane. Not Predator. He's got a big alien gun.
Yeah, that...
I'd like to actually see him next to a Peacekeeper. I think he's a lot bigger.
His boots are, anyways. He's got some big gun boots on him.
Well, we never expected to get Blaine, but we did.
Yeah.
Next.
We have some murder birds.
Murder birds and bastards!
I don't think we're going to... I'll pour it out, but I don't think we'll...
Yeah, I'd like to see all the bits.
It looks bitty.
A lot of bits, and we've heard that this isn't the easiest to put together.
Why is there a washer in here?
Probably to hold them down.
Oh, there's a couple washers in here. They must be just free washers. I'm going to throw them out.
Do not throw the washers out.
Okay. But, oh, look at them. He looks like the G.I. Joe, the Indian G.I. Joe, his falcon.
Spirit,
yeah.
Nice. Looks like the feathers have nice detail on them. There's a lot of birds.
There's a lot of birds. And finding out which ones go with which.
Well, that tail goes with him.
Well, it'll be a little bit of a process, but chunk of burned up wall.
And this bird looks like he's on a bomb.
Oh, it does. The sprue parts. He looks like he should be on the part of a, on the front of like a Rolls Royce Phantom.
Look at that,
the hood ornament. Yeah, that's nice. They're nice looking models, and I'm glad that they got included in Dead Zone as quickly as they did. Now we had the pleasure of playtesting them early on. We got their stats. We knew they were coming to Dead Zone way early. We couldn't say anything. But yeah, I was glad to know that was going to be a fact, because the models are pretty dynamite.
There's a lot of little ones too.
Yeah, and I think everyone at home will, when you get yours, or if you get yours, the fun will be determining which one you like the best. And I think there's a little something for everyone in this.
It was so heavy it knocked the bag out of my hand.
Yeah, pulled the bag out of his hand. But I think I like this one here with the big, looks like a harpy.
It does look like a harpy. I don't know. This is crazy.
Here's your crown, Queen of the Harpies.
Queen of the Murder Birds. Good luck putting that together, Jack.
That's, how come everything that's good luck putting that together, you just say, hey, that's for you, and then just assume that that's just the way it's going to be?
Because,
wow.
This is the, for the Interceptor, the upgrade pack.
The upgrade pack for the Interceptor, which has two of the Genling guns that we know and love from the Striders, plus like a machine gun pod and some other little...
I think they're flak pods or something, they said.
Little nonsense things.
And I think last but not least...
Oh, for the important bits, yeah, we've got...
Well, I think it is the last. The rest is just all bases. Let's take a picture of all the bases.
There's the base...
I think there's like 190 bases in there or something. What's that bag? There's one bag in there.
It's flight stands for God knows who. I don't know.
Jet bikes or the bursters or maybe the birds. One or two. Anyways, last but not least is Subject 901, I think his name is.
90210.
Yeah.
His code name is Brandon.
He's cool looking. He's a two-piece model.
Yes, yes. A nice, big, thick metal miniature.
He's a stage two, I think. He's big.
I think the stage twos are bigger, but he's quite hunched over. So
I don't know if he's a stage two or just a really large stage one, three.
He's a stage two and a half.
He's cool looking, though.
Yes.
Weapon X.
Yeah, and a lot of the detail is like for the Piper who had the dreadlocks and stuff. You know, sometimes they try their best to get like lots of detail, and it just doesn't kind of follow. You know, it doesn't come through. This does. His spine is all robotic. There's cables all over him. The helmet, it really does look
good.
Look good, yeah.
Well, with that, that's our unboxing done. We'll take a break and we'll come back and build some stuff and talk about some other stuff.
Yeah.
FOG Andrew and the coach here, and we would like to tell you about our YouTube channel, Family of Gamers 777.
Family of Gamers covers the hobby from topics like airbrushing, painting, building, converting, unboxings, interviews, and much, much more.
We go over in-depth tactics and battle reports of games like Dead Zone, Warhammer 40K, X-Wing, Kings of War, and Wild West Exodus.
So go over to Family of Gamers 777 on YouTube and become part of the family. Welcome back to Coaching Friends, and today I'm joined with Roberto and Jake.
Yeah, we did claim we would build and talk, but we can easily just go, hey, you know what? We started building in the commercial break, and we're just going to build.
Yeah, it's been about 2 hours now, so I guess we're not coming back to the podcast.
We thought we would. We had the best of intentions.
But until next time, go to cafepress.ca/deadzonethepodcast and falleninfantry.wordpress.com. And that's it. We're back for 65.
Oh, you're recording now?
Yeah, we've been recording.
Oh, I'm building a tangle, so I'm...
We're distracted, needless to say.
Yeah.
Don't buy super glue. It sucks.
Buy Gorilla Glue.
It seems to be the best choice.
It's awesome. We
Metal miniatures suck.
Metal miniatures do suck. The Iron Ancestor is kind of a hot mess. And... we kind of...
They're beautiful looking, but they just...
Beautiful looking?
No, the metal miniatures.
Oh. But we decided to do a glue off to see, and we purchased various different types of glues, and we're trying out here. It's for our own amusement, but needless to say, it's caused some extra frustration that...
We would have recorded it, but it would have been mostly beeps.
It would have been just a complete show.
Oh.
I use profanity.
Well, with that profanity, we'll be back next time. Hey, look at that. Glue didn't stick at all. And, yeah.
Yeah. Rob the Angry Hobbyist. Rob the Angry Hobbyist. When you can't get it to work, hit it with your fist.
Until next time, I've been Rob.
And I'm Jack.
This has been Dead Zone, the podcast. Thank you for putting up with us. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Dead Zone podcast. I have been your announcer, William Randolph Wintergreen. Visit the website, deadzonegame.podbean.com. Email your hosts at deadzonepodcast@gmail.com. On Twitter, you can follow the show at Dead Zone Podcast. The Dead Zone Podcast is a production of Vinland Old Time Radio Productions. You have been listening to the Dead Zone Podcast. And now, a word from the fine folks at Vinland Old Time Radio.
Vinland Old Time Radio.
Ah, it is Tula.
Bastrow!
Hoi there, dirigible.
It's a gavel. A halter gavel.
Have you read The King in Yellow?
Africa's a continent?
It's with great protest.
Sorry, Georgie Pudding.
Ooh, now that's some fine programming.
VinlandOldTimeRadio.podbean.com.